There's a very interesting Rashi. There's a pasuk. Let's read the pasuk. Says, "Vayikach shem v'yafet es asimla, v'yasimu al shem shneim, v'yelchu achuranis v'yachasos erves aviyem." Basically, what happened is Noah got drunk, whatever shanah that is, and he was uncovered in his bed. It was a bizayin. So shem v'yafet took a blanket, and they covered their father. Okay. Says Rashi, Vayikach is Lashon Yochid. Enkiv kan Vayikul and a Vayikach. So it's a problem. It says Shem V'Yafes did it. Shem V'Yafes are two people. So it should have said Vayikul. Al Shem, Shinitz Ameth V'Mitzel Yosem V'Yafes. Al Shem is going on Shem. In other words, that even though there were two people doing it, but it was more one person than two people, because shame was misames. Misames literally, I believe, means that he worked harder. I think that's what the word misames means. He put in more energy. V'chaf, therefore, zachu bana v'tavash el tzitzis. Therefore, when they got the reward, they got different rewards. Shem got the reward of tzitzis. The Yafes is sakuban of the kfura, and Yafes got the reward of kfura. Not kfura, everybody, when it means at the time of Chemes Gog u'Magog, so the people of Gog u'Magog who were fighting Bnei Yisrael will be kfura. So that was a reward for Yafes. Okay. That's basically the Rashi. That's all we need. So, just a few thoughts. I mean, you have basically Shem v'Yafes physically did the exact same mitzvah. Except Shem did it with more oimitz. What was the result of that? They got different rewards. Shem got tzitzis, and Yafes got kvura. Now let us think a little bit. How different is the reward? Okay, Yafes got that at the Milchemes Gog u'Magog, his children got buried. Okay, very nice. Apparently, there's some kind of covenant ameis, an Indian. What did Shem get? Shem got the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is one of the most amazing mitzvahs. Right. Mitzvah Mitzitzis is not by one person, it's for Dairi Dairis. Milchem Oig, Yafes got it what in the time of the Milchemes, you know, the Milchama. Shem gets it, all his children, all the descendants of Avram at least, get a Mitzvah of Tzitzis for thousands of years. Tzitzis is, Rashi brings in Bamidbar, is Kineged Kulam. The pasuk says of Atismas Komet Sosai that by doing wearing tzitzis, either it's a helps you to do all the mitzvahs. Rashi says it's, you get the schar for doing all the mitzvahs. Tzitzis is one of the easiest mitzvahs. If you, every second you wear it, you get a mitzvah. You can get thousands of mitzvahs a day. So Shem gets a mitzvah for thousands of years that every single person in Shem goes every second of the day, basically. He gets a mitzvah. He's talking about hundreds and thousands and millions of mitzvahs. And it's Kineged Kulam. What does Yafes get? Okay, that 100, 500, 1,000 of his descendants can get buried. 10,000, I don't know how many people it were. They'll get buried. Like the comparisons of the schar that Shem got to the schar that Yafes got is like, it's 1/1,000,000. Maybe less than that. Right? It's talking about millions of people in shame getting wearing tzitzis for millions of seconds. And a mitzvah, every mitzvah we believe is for a mitzvah you get Olam Haba. There's no mitzvah that Yefes' people got buried. There was some kind of reward in Olam Haza. Every mitzvah we believe that just that one mitzvah alone is worth more than all the pleasures of Olam Haza. So surely one mitzvah is worth all the pleasure of being buried. And it's not talking about hundreds and thousands and millions of mitzvahs. So the scar that shame got was thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, millions of times greater than the scar that Yefes got. Why was it greater? Because he was nis'amit. Now, I have a little bit of a question. How much emus energy did you need to pick up a blanket? Right? That's basically what it was. Noach is lying in bed. He's not covered. They had two of them together pick up a blanket and put it on Noach. I don't the blanket was made out of lead. What was this heavy blanket? I mean, it was a blanket. Right? You don't need so much energy. It doesn't say, if Rashi doesn't say that Rashi, that he did it faster, that he was more mizarez, that he was covered his half and Yefes was lagging behind and he didn't get to do it. It doesn't sound that way. Then Rashi shouldn't have said emus. He should have said, because he was mizarez. Rashi should have said he did it with more zeres. He did more. He covered three quarters of Noach and then Yefes only covered a quarter of Noach. Rashi just says that he just energized himself. When he came to do the mitzvah, his adrenaline was going. He had more energy. He was more excited. He felt more pumped. But it doesn't say that he did more. Otherwise, if the Iker Vort is that he did more, then it's Iker Choser Min HaSefer. So what the Mashmos of Rashi, is just an amazing thing, if the Mashmos of Rashi is, basically, you didn't need, the Shem and Yafis basically did the same thing. If Noach was lying there naked, they both saw it, they both went, they picked up the blanket, and you didn't need any great emus to pick up a blanket, and they both covered Noach, and everything's fine. But in their heart, Shem's heart was beating faster. He had more energy flowing through his bones, veins. He felt more excited, more important. He would have pushed himself harder if it was necessary. And for that added in emus, which probably did not affect anything, it doesn't seem that any noticeable in the behavior, noticeable, he gets millions of times more schar. There's a basic hashkafa that we sort of feel that the main thing is the mitzvah. What's the difference in how you feel? I did the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah. Okay, he was a little bit more motivated. He was more excited about the mitzvah. But what's the difference? I learned and he learned. I davened, he davened. I gave tzedakah, he gave tzedakah. Well, but he did it with a little bit more excitement. He did it with a little bit more adrenaline. So what? Especially if it didn't make any difference. And it would seem to be here, come out, that difference makes millions of times greater reward. Now, it sounds very radical. I think it is very radical, except the only thing is, it's so radical that I was afraid that guys would tell me that sometimes you say a shmooze is too radical. Can't be right. So, you know, because that's what I always say, you know, even if it's something mukhrach, but if it's too radical, obviously it's not right. So I actually found, I knew that from before, that there's a gra that seems to say the same yisayit. So I just want to read the gra. The gra is almost a fairish. It seems to say a similar yisayit, but I think it's mukhlach from this Rashi. There's a sefer the Shiva has in the back. It's called the gra on the Torah. So in the beginning of Bamidbar, I don't know why, but there's a pasuk. He goes on at Vado. That the Torah is compared to pninim and avanim tainim. Torah is compared to gems. So why is Torah compared to gems? So he says the following, reading the third line of the Gra. Shekimo b'avanim tainim b'shir sheshava elat. If you have a gem, a diamond, and you have a diamond, it's worth $1,000. Hashem, you can't. You'll see, you'll find getting into jewelry maybe sometime. Okay, you have a diamond, it's worth $1,000. Kidei she yishme aseret alasim. Now you want to get another diamond, it's worth 10,000. Ein on such a gado eser pamim. You would think, if you have a diamond, it's 1 carat, it's worth $1,000. So if you want to know what would be a diamond, it's worth 10,000, it has to be 10 carat. Eder umat yosh, it's not true. You get a diamond, which is a carat and a little bit more, it's going to be worth 10,000. Kfar ushov aseret alasim. Right, now that's what he says. You have one, you just add a little bit, and it goes up in value 10 times. Kein b'mim in atayra. If echad lo yimeg yoyser mecha ma'at yoyser, you learn a little bit more. Oh, who asked the lama in ma'at yoyser? You learn a little more yourself. For all of his ma'at yoyser, that little bit makes you go up how much? Le'ein shir v'tachas. Ein shir v'tachas is a lot. Ein shir v'tachas means, how do you say in English? Infinite. Right? You go up, you add a little bit more in the mitzvah, and it goes up infinite. The Chafetz Chaim says this too somewhere, and he explains it, because he says that the logic is that in the world, Hashem runs the world in Shemayim the same as the world in here. And here, value is determined by rarity. A diamond, which is a carat, is very common. There are lots of diamonds that have a carat. But a 2-carat diamond, or a carat in a certain, there's a certain point where you get a diamond without a flaw. I would say a diamond, most diamonds, let's say, have a slight flaw. A perfect diamond is rare. I don't really know anything about diamonds, but make the assuming. Now, does it really make a difference? You can only, with the human eye, you can't even notice a difference. But because it's so rare, because most of the diamonds have a slight flaw, and this diamond doesn't have that slight flaw, so it becomes rare. The moment it becomes rare, it becomes worth so much more. Yeah, a regular diamond is a carat with a little flaw. Thousands of diamonds like that. But this diamond, woo, this is unusual. So he says, so when you add a little bit, assuming, and this is the way the Chafetz Chaim explains it, that little bit is something that makes it much rarer, then your scar goes up hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times, even though you just added a little bit. Because you change it from something which is normal. Everyone, that's every diamond's like that, to a rare thing. So therefore, when you go ahead, it's the same thing here. When Shane did, most people don't do mitzvahs with that oimet. So you do a mitzvah, okay, people, that's how you drain, people do mitzvahs, they do mitzvahs. Yefes was a regular person doing a regular mitzvah. Shane comes along and he does the mitzvah with an extra oimet. So even though it's almost irrelevant, but it adds an extra hither shlemus in the mitzvah, so then it's off the track. Right? That's what the Gra says. The Gra says that the ein shir v'tachlis. Okay. So that's the first move. The first move I want to say is that you see here a tremendous chiddush, and it's something we should take advantage of. That when we do a mitzvah, not to be satisfied with just doing a mitzvah like everybody else. Listen, everyone else, this is how everyone does mitzvahs, so we'll do it too. We'll make a bracha. That's how everyone makes a bracha. If you could go ahead and make it a little bit extra, you do it a little bit better than what everyone else does. You go a little bit beyond the norm. So then you go ahead and you increase the schar, the value. The value of that mitzvah becomes increased hundreds and hundreds of times. All you did is you put in an extra effort, but you went from the norm to a little bit above the norm. Once you reach a little bit above the norm, the mitzvah becomes so much greater. So that's, I suspect that's shot here, that what Yefes did was just a norm. Okay, father's lying here naked, pick up the talis, I'll put it on and cover him. And Shane gets a little bit extra, he has some oimet, so therefore his schar is so much times greater. Okay, that's shmooze number one. And a shmooze number two, which I thought is a little bit of a completely different point than the same chazal. We know, I brought down here the Chaim Vital, but you don't even need the Chaim Vital, just I think everyone knows it. We have Tayag Mitzvahs. Why do we have Taryag Mitzvahs? Taryag Mitzvahs is Keneged Ramache Varem V'Shasah Gidim. Which means that Taryag Mitzvahs is for a person to have Shleimus, you have to do the Taryag Mitzvahs, because each mitzvah is Mekadesh part of the body. Chaim Vital says that if a person would miss a mitzvah, he would have to come back in a Gilgal. That's what Chaim Vital. If a person does all the mitzvahs minus one, he would have to come back in a Gilgal so he can do that one mitzvah. Because it's such a major flaw. It's like, you're missing something. You're missing one of your Taryag Evarim. Could be you did that already in a previous Gilgal. I don't know. But in theory, if a person did all the mitzvahs without one mitzvah, he says he has to come back in Gilgal. Now there are ways of making it up. Machshava Tova, Mistarif and Maisa, learning Torah. You know, there are mitzvahs that we don't actually do. We obviously don't do the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But it's as if we did it through certain systems. But the Rav Chaim Vital says you have to get all the Taryag mitzvahs. There are ways of Kol Yisrael Raven said is that there are different systems how you get it. You know, this farm discussed how we get mitzvahs that we can't physically do to get this to fulfill the Taryag mitzvahs. But the Maizah, he says that you need all the Taryag mitzvahs, because without all the Taryag mitzvahs, then part of your Taryag Evarim, because right, that's what the person and the physical body is connected to the spiritual body. So if in the physical realm there's a Ramach Evarim V'Shasah Gidim, so in the spiritual part of the person there's Ramach Evarim V'Shasah Gidim. And if you're missing in one mitzvah, that means part of you is not spiritually pure, and therefore he says you need to go to Gilgal. That's the Rav Chaim Vital. So my kasha is, if shame wouldn't have gone ahead and done this mitzvah, let's just think what would have happened. Comes Avram Avinu, Shame's great-great-grandson, whatever, and he's a super tzaddik, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and because they're such tremendous tzaddikim, they're going to get the Torah. How many mitzvahs would they have gotten if not for shame doing this mitzvah? Seems from the Pashup Shah and the Chazal, they would have gotten Tar Yab, missing one. They wouldn't have gotten the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis only got because shame went ahead and covered Naya with this oimit. So what would have happened? Now, Avraham Avinu, he would be missing, according to the this is from the Chaim Vital, this is standard, everyone quotes this, he would have been missing part of his shleimus. The person has Ramach Evarim V'Shasah Gidim, you have 613 parts, spiritual parts, and there would only be 612 mitzvahs, because you wouldn't be able, he wouldn't get at that mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah sitzes that Klai Yisrael only got because of the schus that shame had a did this and mitzvah gereris, mitzvah and the schar, etc. Which is a phenomenal thought that we have to hear. That I'm not trying, you know, maybe I don't want to push it too much because you'll take it out of context. People get to, you can get a person depressed. And I don't try, that's the worst thing. But that we have to live here, that it's not, life doesn't start. We sometimes think that, oh, okay, I do everything perfect, then I should go straight to everything should be perfect. There's chus aviz. Now, chus aviz goes really, because everyone's aviz is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Or even a ger has chus aviz, because he has a chusim, because that's a special yisoid of Avraham on Goyim. So the chus aviz doesn't really mean our just to their immediate parents. It means Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Shiftei they cup. But it just means that there's previous, what we do, we sometimes, we're so, you know, in the yeshiva, because we so much want people not to be hung up on their path, we emphasize so much, you know, one of the things we always say, okay, anyone who wants today, you can turn over a brand new leaf. You know, if you never learned the word in your life, today is a new sugya, brand new leaf, we can go in and we can start fresh. So to some extent that's definitely true. The biggest raya is that there are many, many Choshiva, Choshiva, Gedolei Hador, and Talmid Chachamim, who when they're at certain young age, they didn't learn a word. Akiva, you know, didn't learn until he was 40, right? And you know, and they became tremendous Gedolim. So apparently there is such a thing that a person can turn over a new leaf and still become a very, very Choshiva person. But notwithstanding that you can become a Choshiva person if you turn over a new leaf now, but you would be more chashuv if you would turn over a new leaf yesterday. Okay. Not trying to get to stress the negative, but to stress the positive. If Avraham Avinu would have gotten 612 mitzvahs, he'd also have been pretty good. But he's better because he got 613. And 613 is much better than 612. And that extra betterness only came because of shame. If shame wasn't there, then we would be left with 612. Now 612, I'm sure, would be also very good, but it's not. It's completely different than the 613, which is an extra level of shleimus. Which means, if a person goes ahead and says, "Okay, I'm going to wait till next year. Next year, I'm going to turn over a new leaf." Okay, Enochinami, you'll be a very big tzaddik, but it's very shayach. Just like Avraham Avinu would have been lacking something. You know, there's everything. There's you can't just in 1 second just go ahead and expect I'm going to go ahead and get all the shleimus at once. When I become 20, then I'll get all the shleimus. Getting shleimus is a life job, and it's a life job of not even your life. It's a life job of chutz avos and all the generations of Klal Yisrael together, which we all hook into because of that's the nature of Klal Yisrael, that we become we're an Am, and we're all one. It becomes, that's the nation, the way somehow the mystical creation. But it's the realization that you can't just belittle. Sometimes we think that that the past is irrelevant. Oh, well, who cares? I'll do tshuva on the past, and okay, tshuva takes care of the averis, and that's true. But every mitzvah adds, and so we need to go ahead and be machshev, that as much as, again, I'm not trying to say that you can be a super, the greatest tzaddik without it, but you can be a greater tzaddik. And I'm sure Avraham Avinu would have been a great tzaddik had shame not done this. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I'm not trying to say Avraham Avinu would have still been Avraham Avinu. But there would have been some pagam. Avraham Avinu, with all his greatness, wouldn't have been as great if Shane didn't do this mitzvah. That's a very amazing to hear. That you can be Avraham Avinu, you can be Avraham, a Yitzchak, and a Yaakov, but you need Shane to help you out. The past does make a difference. It makes you better. Doesn't mean that you'll be a Russia, you'll be a W, you're a tremendous tzaddik, you'll get tremendous Gan Eden and everything. But you want to reach a higher level in Gan Eden, you want to reach a higher level of Shleimus, everything makes a difference. So therefore, it's also a zeros that we have to go ahead, you know, obviously whatever was, but the sooner the better. We have to be Mizari to go ahead to get every mitzvah that we can get in. And especially if we can do it with the shleimus of a little bit extra emus. So we're getting these tremendous chusim, so that can give us, and then we can build on it to keep on reaching tremendous higher levels of height and ruchnius.